Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Sturdivant. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Sturdivant. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hicks moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Long moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Long reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Long moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Daly reaches second base with a double. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sturdivant bunts towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to third. One out. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Wood moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Long reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Long scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Boros reaches second base with a double. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Marty Cotina now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Daly strikes out. One out. Harry Bright pinch hits for Marty Cotina. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 3 in the game. Veal bunts towards third. Boros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 3 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Gabler now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive towards third. Boros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boros moves to third. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green pinch hits for John Gabler. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Gene Green. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Veal strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-4 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.